how did you confront the cheater in your life? It's 99.7 EJX. Caitlin is the star of this story. Amanda is her sister. Kevin is her husband. Those are all names you're going to need to know.
Hey, Amanda. Hey, Kevin. I'm sure you guys are super shocked to see me, as I was, to find out that my husband is cheating on me with my sister.
Oh,
well, that
wow.
was a loaded seven that seconds right there.
That was a lot already. It was a lot already.
Now, this isn't just put on the internet. This isn't just a reel that she posted.
All right.
And they've been doing that for the last 6 months. So when I found out that I could do a movie shout out while you guys were on a date.
I'm sorry, did she say movie shout out?
Yeah, so you know the previews.
And ads.
And ads that you see before movies. Apparently you can rent that space at a movie theater and like
wish ad time.
Yeah, wish someone a happy birthday, happy anniversary that may be seeing a movie.
Oh my
Caitlin
goodness.
Decided to use that opportunity to address her husband, Kevin, and her sister, Amanda, who were there on a date.
On our 10-year wedding anniversary, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to let you guys know. I know about your relationship. And Amanda, I know that you are pregnant with my husband's baby.
My gosh! Wait a second! We're gonna marinate a little bit. Okay. So, her sister been cheating with her husband for 6 months. Mm. It is their 10-year wedding anniversary.
Yes.
He's on a date with her sister at the movies.
Yes.
Pregnant with his baby?
According to Caitlin.
Okay, we're caught up.
What is that even going to make our kids? Are they siblings? Are they cousins? Like, I don't even know. But you guys thought that you were so clever to hide your relationship by using a dating app to message each other. And I'll give you credit. You almost got away with it.
Oh my gosh. The levels of betrayal.
Keep in mind, I'm just there to see the Odyssey.
Oh, gosh, yes. everyone that just showed up to the movies that night.
I'm just there to see the Odyssey. I'm not ready to see this.
The side drama they were about to participate in.
Except, Amanda, next time you come over to my house to help me put together a slideshow of pictures of me and my husband from the last 10 years for our anniversary party, maybe don't leave your phone laying around where I'm going to see all these messages pop up with my husband's face on them.
Oh, that's how it worked. Oh, that's how she found out. Oh, my gosh. Sis comes over and like, let me help you put together a little slideshow tribute for your anniversary, sis.
And then,
in the meantime, she's been for 6 months doing the down and dirty with her brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's spanking out.
And husband is sitting there. Like, how bold is that? Like, he probably knew that she was going... Well, maybe he didn't.
Doesn't sound like it. And what in the world is the excuse for not spending his anniversary with his wife?
True.
Did he say, I gotta work late, babe.
Well,
I'll make it up to you, babe.
There's 30 more seconds.
Oh, okay.
In the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kevin, when you leave here later today... The locks on the doors have been changed.
Oh.
There will be divorce papers waiting for you in your truck. And because you've always sucked with dates, I made it real easy for you. I put the date of separation and our wedding date to be the exact same date. They're just 10 years apart.
Oh.
Wow.
She's going scorched.
Yes, she has been wronged for the last time.
Oh.
So, moviegoers, if you see the happy couple in the theater...
Oh my gosh. And now everybody is looking around for the two people that look like they want to die.
Yes.
Don't forget to congratulate them on their new budding relationship and their bundle of joy.
Oh.
And I heard The Odyssey was a really good movie. I wish I could have come and seen it with you all. But I'm pretty sure I probably just stole its thunder. So enjoy.
Yeah. Wow, yeah,
and
no
again,
one's going to be talking about that movie.
Let's get back to
that
the fact
theater that,
that
night.
I'm just there to see The Odyssey.
but suddenly, I don't care
about The Odyssey.
I care nothing about the movie. I need to know what is happening with Kevin and Amanda.
Oh.
Are we having discussions? Are people going, you did what? Oh, I mean, the crowd has to react, right? The crowd is reacting.
I mean, maybe, yes. Yes. You, at the very minimum, looking around, going,
oh, yeah.
Who?
Oh, wow.
Well, who is
where's
this?
Where's Kevin and Amanda?
Who is this?
I mean, that
and
is,
if you're Kevin and Amanda, do you just get up and leave?
Yes.
Or do you try your hardest not to pay?
Just blend in?
And just, like, look around, too? I don't know.
Wow, can you believe that? Those people are pretty awful.
What's your name? I mean, my name's Kevin, too, but, it wasn't me.
Nope, my name's Brian.
Brian.
Brian, and that is Julie.
Mandy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
And like I said, she...
When she comes down off that high of her tirade, and then that's the dust is settling, and
right.
she is sitting with
yeah.
the levels of betrayal.
Yeah.
And she and Kevin have kids.
Yeah.
And now their
yeah.
little brother, sister, cousin
yeah.
is gonna... Oh.
So I'm gonna...
Oh.
I'm going to share that on our story because...
Oh. I'm having a physical reaction to that. Like, I'm going to need to, like... I'm exhausted. I am literally exhausted.
Again, a lot of her content is getting at her her ex. So, like, she went scorched earth. But, yeah, you can see... That at Ben and Kelly show. And then.
Yeah, Kelly says, I can't get out of the car. By the way, I love her.
Yeah, I don't know if you've got a. I know you probably don't have a. I rented 90 seconds in a movie theater in order to confront my husband and my sister.
The audacity, it was on their 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
The audacity of the sister coming over to make the slideshow.
Oh, I know. That's
for the anniversary. Oh,
that's
sis,
wild.
This is amazing. We need to celebrate it.
Yeah. So at Ben and Kelly Show, you can see that, but would love to hear maybe, do you have a couple stories or do you have a story? Do you know someone? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of those next on 99.7 DJX. How did you confront the cheater? Maybe you didn't rent out a theater to play a message to your husband and sister.
Who were on a date on your 10th wedding anniversary.
Wild.
That's a lot.
But yeah, Tasha said he swore his, quote, work wife was just a joke. So I invited her and her actual husband to our cookout.
Yep.
The awkward silence could have powered the neighborhood.
Oh, well.
They wound up both confessing to what we all knew before dessert. I'm happier now. My current boyfriend actually introduces me as his favorite person.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Wow. Erica, I confronted him by printing out every excuse he'd ever given me for coming home late and putting them in a 3-ring binder labeled us. I slid it across the table and asked if he'd like to add a final chapter.
Oh.
He confessed in under 2 minutes. Wow.
Well, when presented with the receipts
yeah.
like that, that's...
It's going to be tough, too.
That's pretty tough.
Walk that back.
Yeah, I got a text from a listener, and he did provide a little voice note. I might be able to play some of that, but it said, saw a suspicious photo on my
Snapchat
partner's
story.
Snapchat story.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, framed somebody else's face perfectly as they were pumping gas.
I confront her then and there. I say, hey, person, why is this photo on your Snapchat story? What have you been doing? That's when we get into it. She denied, and then finally broke, said, yes, I was at a party, but he's just some guy.
Oh, hooked up with guy. It's not that bad.
It's
just a random.
Some guy.
But no, it was actually a friend.
Yeah. And
that's not great.
Told her, yeah, that's rough.
Lori, after months of suspicious nonsense, I rented a karaoke room and invited him, his she's just a friend, and a few of our mutual friends. before anyone sang, I thanked everyone for coming, and then I calmly laid out every receipt, every timeline, every contradiction he's ever given me. Nobody could even look him in the eye. I walked out with my dignity, my playlist, and a life that's a whole lot lighter.
Wow.
Looking back, dumping him was the encore I deserved. Wow. Another kind of public
roasting. Yeah, I was going to say, that is similar to the movie theater.
Yeah.
Like brought the friends in for what they thought was karaoke. She yes. grabs the mic and is like, excuse me, before we start.
I mean, kind of not as public, but my first boyfriend.
Right.
That I had when I moved to town 4 years into the relationship.
Yeah.
I am told that, oh, yeah, he's kind of.
He's
been
not as faithful
the
right.
entire time. Well, and then a guy that used to work here, his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Said she had been in my house. And I'm like, I'm gosh. Sorry, what? This was when I went to my college roommate's wedding in Georgetown. And so she's like, yeah, I had her phone number. We chatted on the phone. She goes, hang on just a sec. Puts me on hold. Three-way calls my boyfriend. And I listen to their conversation. And he's all like, oh, hey, what are you doing for lunch?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And then.
Did you say anything in the
nope,
moment?
I'm listening
You're
the
just
whole
listening?
Time. Yep. And then I say, he gets off the phone and I thank her very much. And I hang up. I call him and he's like, oh, hey, what are you doing for lunch? And I'm like, I think we need to chat.
You're like.
I think we need to chat.
You're like, I don't know. What are your plans for lunch?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another listener texted in about three-way call, and that's after a year of suspicion. Fake fell asleep, walked downstairs to the bathroom, caught her on the phone with this girl to make it a little bit better. She was actually in a three-way call. Looked like she was calling her best friend, and her best friend three-wayed this girl into the call. And so, again, that's how.
Yep.
The old three-way call is yes. not something that's utilized very much anymore.
Nope, it's not, but oh, wow, it revealed much.
Yeah, it did. Nicole, one more. How did you confront the cheater? I figured it out because guys are sloppy. I didn't yell. Made him explain why he was dating two women while standing in front of both of us because oh. neither one knew about the other.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, so she got the other girl
involved too. Yeah, she didn't know either.
We actually became friends after comparing notes. He's single, we're thriving. Wow.
Well, that's great.
Wow.
She left out of it with a new bestie.
Dang.
Which is great because a lot of time women become enemies in this situation. But, you know, when you've both been wrong.
Yep. You've got that trauma bonding.
Yes.
Hey,
wow.
Thank you for the stories on 99.7 DJX. DJ.